Well, I have a variety of roles, really. I'm the supervisor, so I supervise all the training during the winter, and then I have to be on the ground at every public performance to ensure that everything is safe and it's going to go according to plan. And while I'm there supervising, I might as well be useful to the thousands of people watching, so I'm also the team commentator. But then in the winter, I'm really helping the guys with the planning, ideally making the programme as efficient as possible, getting as many shows in as we can, and designing the safe and ideally not too tiring display season. And also then sitting in the back with the new pilots as a bit of a mentor, with my experience as a previous display pilot with the Red Arrows. So a variety of roles in the team. My favourite, without doubt, is as the air-to-air photographer. So I carry a cameraman in my back seat, and all the air-to-air photos that you see of the team are taken generally from my aircraft. So that is a fantastic privilege to be able to have that.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you become a Red.
There's a number of criteria you have to have before you can apply to join the team. So it's purely voluntary. So first and foremost, you have to be a fast jet pilot in the Royal Air Force. So you have to have completed at least one frontline operational tour on Typhoon, Tornado, Jaguar, Harrier, as we're in the past. And then if you've tick that off, then you have to get an above average assessment. So your flying has to be assessed as above average, and you have to have 1,500 flying hours. So four things to tick and be at the rank of flight lieutenant or below. So a junior officer, it's quite a small window to get the level of experience we require, normally takes around 10 years to achieve. So what normally happens if in 10 years and 1,500 hours and above average, the chances are you're going to be on the cusp of promotion to squadron leader, and then it's too late to apply to join. So a very small window. But if you apply, we will then get around 25 to 30 applicants every year from all the fast jet pilots in the Royal Air Force. We will then down select 9 of those, looking at their entire flying record from day one of flying training up to current day on the front line, and we'll down select based on their strengths and weaknesses. 9 of them will then come away with us for a week to our Mediterranean training camp, where they'll go through a grueling interview to find out if how they answer questions in front of the press or in front of the public when we're meeting a lot of people on the ground, and then a flying test. Of course, if you haven't got the hands to do the job, then you're not suitable for the team. So very important interview, very important flying test. But equally as important, really, is peer review. So making sure that you're going to actually fit into the team. We spend a lot of time together, maybe 16 hours a day together in the summer. We fly very close together. We work very closely together. You know, flying an aircraft 400 miles an hour, only 6 feet from another jet, you need to have a complete level of trust. So you've got to be the right person for the team. So the reason for taking them away for a week is you get to see them over a long period of time, and you get to really understand their character. And then that way, providing they've passed the flying test and done well in that, they do well at the interview, and then they are going to be the best person for the job. We choose 2 or 3 pilots that then will join the team for the following year. So we're very, very fortunate. We're the only real self-selecting team in the military, and that's and we are privileged to have that ability. So a really good process. It's been working now 52 years, so long may it continue.
But how do you become then, and how is it decided on Red 1, Red 2, Red 3, the different positions you have in the team?
Generally, the formation. So if you picture our trademark Diamond 9 shape, at the front, of course, is Red 1. Behind him is Red 6, who's the leader of the back 4 section, and behind him is Red 7. So that's the straight line in the middle of the formation. Then put quite simply, odd numbers fly on the left. So in the Diamond sense, it's Reds 3, 5 and 9, and on the right you have the even numbers, so 2, 4 and 8. Normally odd numbers on the left, even numbers on the right, with 6 and 7 in the middle. And the reason for 6 and 7 being in the middle is that they're the synchro pair. So when they split into the dynamic portion of the display, they're the guys who do all the head-to-head passes. So they spend a lot of time in the winter perfecting the dynamic manoeuvres, so they don't tend to have as much time practising the close formation. So they fly in what we call the stem, in the slot behind the boss, so that's it's relatively more simple. The way it really works is the more experienced pilots, 2nd and 3rd year, will be further back in the formation. When you join the team, you go into the Red 2 or 3 position if there's only 2 pilots, or then 4 or 5 if there's a 3rd. So starting as Red 2 or 3, then you've got a nice stable platform right next to the leader. Ideally, you then pick up the techniques. The more experience you gain over the years in the team, then you move further back in the formation. So our 3rd year pilots this year are Reds 8 and 9 and Red 6, the leader of the synchro pair. And 2nd year pilots are Reds 7 and Red 4, and our new pilots are Reds 2, 3 and 5 this year. Red 1 has to have been a Red Arrows pilot in the past, and he will then come and join the team. Once he's spent 3 years as a wingman, he then has some time away and then comes back, and he's selected by the Air Force Board as to leading the Red Arrows. So quite again, another process that's worked well for 50 plus years, and it works very well indeed.
Now, when you got the newbies joining the team, you decided who it's going to be. You obviously got the ones that, with the experience. How many hours do you have to practice and train to get up to the standard for the flying displays?
The new pilots, if they're not current on the Hawk, so they've been on the Typhoon or the Tornado, will come to us in around about the September timeframe. This year, we've got the new boys joining in August. They will then learn how to fly the Hawk again. So they'll go to number 100 Squadron in Yorkshire and learn how to just fly the Hawk T1. Obviously, the Royal Air Force is not using the T1 for training anymore. So they are going to be training with 100 Squadron on the a frontline target provision asset. So they train to fly the T1 again, then they come to us for some specific Red Arrows training, the way that we fly the Hawk slightly differently. And then they'll start formation training probably in October this year. So they'll start flying on Red One's wing as small formations of 2, 3, 4 jets. And then the better they become at those real basic skills of formation aerobatics, then we'll add more and more aircraft to the formation. Around about February time, we'll put all 9 together for the first time. And then in around April time, hopefully when it's all come together, the polish has been put on the display, we will then get our public display authority. So really from October through to the mid of April is our training period. And that's done starting at our home base in Lincolnshire and then moving over to the Mediterranean, where we have the weather where we can put the polish on the show flying 3 times a day.